advantage of a tragedy to line their own pockets. He recommends people take time to research the organization, know where your donation money will go, give to established charities, and check if a text contribution matches up with what's reported on a charity website or by calling them. He says another rule of thumb, never give cash, since credit card and check donations can be accounted for.
Toyota announcing they're giving $3 million in relief to Hurricane Harvey victims. Toyota and Lexus dealers nationwide will make the donations. Dealers will send employees in the region to volunteer, will make in-kind donations, and will donate pre-owned vehicles. Toyota's North American headquarters are in Plano, Texas, and CEO Jim Lentz said, as fellow Texans, our hearts go out to those who have lost so much. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
States that are in the path of Tropical Storm Harvey are getting ready for the storm's arrival.
Forecasters say it won't be a tropical storm by the time it reaches the Mississippi Delta tomorrow, just a tropical depression. Still, though, strong enough to cause some problems, but certainly not the kind of problems they had in Texas.
While we will have the potential for some flooding in some areas across the state, we really aren't expecting anything in the way of really significant or catastrophic flooding.
Daniel Lamb at the National Weather Service office in Jackson says those downpours could begin today as some of Harvey's heavier rain bands reach Mississippi. We could also see some tornadoes in the stronger storms. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The Secretary of Defense is taking action concerning President Trump's order to remove transgenders from the military, but it might not be what the president's happy about. Here's Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis is not immediately putting President Trump's ban on transgender military service members into effect, saying on Tuesday a panel of experts is looking over the president's order, and until then, the current policy allowing transgender people to serve will stay in effect. After the panel wraps up its review, Mattis says he will then report to the president about how to implement the order.
The First Lady's office is slamming social media critics who complained about Melania Trump's shoes. The First Lady photographed in high heels as she and the president headed to flood-ravaged Texas yesterday. In a statement to Fox News, her spokeswoman said people should be focused on the disaster, not her shoes. USA Radio News.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talented People. Thanks so much for listening in. It's 3:04 already on August 30th. Boo-hoo. The end of the summer is right around the corner here. But today we are celebrating a gorgeous day. I'm going to tell you all about it. If you happen to be in our area, New Jersey, central New Jersey, right now we're having just absolutely perfect weather. It's 77 degrees, very few clouds, very, very little humidity. So basically tonight's going to be mostly clear with a low around 59. I can't stand going back down with those low numbers. And then Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 81. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms again before 9 p.m., partly cloudy with a low about 51. Going down again. Friday, Sunday, sunny all day with a high of 69, and then partly cloudy with a low around 49 on Friday night. Saturday, rain likely, mainly after 3 in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 70. And then rain likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 59 on Saturday night. Rain on Sunday, mainly before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 78, and then chance of rain continuing before 9 p.m., partly cloudy with a low of 60 degrees on Sunday night. And then, thank goodness, Labor Day, Mostly sunny with a high of 81 and partly cloudy on Monday night with a low of 62. So it doesn't sound like our weekend's going to be that great, but at least it looks like Monday will be to save us for the holiday. So we're going to go to a quick break. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. And my guest again in studio is Ann Thornton. We're going to talk about her new book that is literally hot off the press. It's called Ann Thornton's Insider Guide to Home Improvement, Professional Tips to Maintain Your Home. You can get it online. And I just want to let you know we're going to talk about her and an upcoming event at Unity Bank. She's going to be having in October several other appearances, and we're celebrating her book launch party tonight. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People on Hunterdon Chamber Radio at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce's Inside Studio, the voice of business. And today, my guest is Ann Thornton. She's been on the show several times over the years, and she's also a very prominent member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. She has been for a long, long time. Her company is MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. You probably see her on television all the time. And she's the author of the book, Ann Thornton's Insider Guide to Home Improvement, Professional Tips to Maintain Your Home. Ann is one of the most generous and special people I've ever met. I'm not even going to say Hunterdon County anymore. She's, you know, goodwill. There's nonprofit support. She's involved with so many different committees, and she cares about people inside and out. And that's why she wrote this book. As a woman in a pretty much male-dominated industry of plumbing and remodeling. And let's just hear from her. So welcome to the show again.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. And, of course, I'm always happy about the time that I can have to talk about the book or informing people, particularly women, about their homes and how they can maintain their homes and save money by the things, you know, by a whole list of things that they can do to maintain their homes.
Well, people, they're always, you know, women especially, because we have to call contractors, we really don't know what we're going to get.
Right.
So, you know, let's hear what you got on your mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes, because particularly women, they feel that they... Well, let me just back up for a second. Just say, contractors have a bad reputation, unfortunately.
Right.
And, you know, deservedly so in a lot of the instances. My company, MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, we've been around 30 years. I know that we don't have that reputation because we're here and we service our clients, whether it's, you know, we try to do everything perfectly, of course, but things happen. But the beauty about an established business is when things do happen, we come back. We're here. We're going to take care of it. So, you know, there's a certain beauty in that and confidence in that, you know, when you're a homeowner. But there's so many things that homeowners can do to maintain their home and hopefully keep from having to call the plumber, you know, on Sunday morning and suffer a giant bill because they never looked at their water heater or they never changed their air conditioning filter or they don't know how to turn the water off to their house. There's a whole myriad of things.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sitting on one of those do-it-yourself people. And I think women, like, again, women are so multitasking and able to do things and they understand things. And so not to knock the men, but I'm terrified of calling a contractor, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If I didn't know you, I would be afraid to call you. You know, anybody, mm-hmm. including MSI, because I'm like, I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand exactly what you're saying about the book. And it's, like you say, particularly for women, because we can learn from your tips. We can try them, too.
Absolutely.
It is a different world with YouTube videos and stuff. And you've got these videos and television commercials, and then you've got the book now.
Right. And there's certain things that people just don't even know, women or men, about their homes. And some of them are really so important that they can save your life. And I can give you two examples that happened to me recently. One is... a woman got my book, and she was just flipping through it. She's a single mom, a couple kids, two-story house, washer and dryer on the second story. She was just flipping through my book, and she landed on the page about dryers, clothes dryers. And she was reading about how if your clothes feel hot or they seem like they're drying too long or they're musty or the room gets hot. And she was like, all of those things are happening to me. She thought her dryer's pretty new. She had been trying to teach her daughters how to do the laundry. Were they putting too, you know, shoes, all these things.
Yeah.
It never.
Didn't she say they were damp?
Yeah, and they were damp mm-hmm. even after drying for a while.
Right,
which is weird.
I read
right?
the review. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So when she read that in the book, she, you know, of course, what you're supposed to do is you have to clean out your dryer vent every so often, and she didn't even know that she had a dryer vent. Other than what you clean out the lint inside the dryer, she didn't. It never dawned on her
outside
that where is it? Where? How is this exhausting out the house?
Right.
And so she got a ladder. She said she went to the second floor, and there was the dryer vent, and it was completely clogged shut. It wasn't even flapping open to let the air out. That is a house fire waiting to happen.
Absolutely.
She had absolutely no clue she was supposed to do that.
Like you say, people who buy a new home, they don't know these things.
Exactly.
They have to learn the hard way. And again, a lot of times, like even just that I know for my own, you know, sake, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you a story. My rental unit needed a new washer and dryer. So I bought it at a, you know, used recycled place or whatever. The guy brought it out. He put it in and it didn't work. He came back, he was checking all kinds of electric things, and he forgot to even open up the inside lint vent thing. Not even the one you're talking about where
right.
birds make nests and
yes,
stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
No, every page is a page turner of your book.
Yeah.
Because basically, it's another thing you just don't know you don't know
yeah, exactly.
until you read it like that. And I love the way you have it laid out. Like, I love the way that this book tells you very succinctly. I don't need a lot of, you know, words. I just need you to show me like a photograph and tell me what I don't know.
Right, right.
And so,
and at least lead you on your way.
Right.
So that, like you say, there are many YouTube videos and, you know, a million references on the web that you can find to help you do anything in your home. But if you don't know what to do in your home, you don't even know where to start. So this
right.
gives you a really good start. Another story. Do you have a second for another story?
Anyone out there who's in real estate, or if you ask me, like a law firm that closes homes, they
mm-hmm.
should buy books and give them out at their closing.
Yes, they
so
should.
Nice. Yeah, because I mean, honestly, yes, again, you don't think to go get a book on things you don't know either.
Right, exactly.
Until you don't know it.
Exactly.
You know?
You don't know what you
it's
don't know.
It's a good thing, yeah.
So somebody else called me and said they had read about garage door safety. This was actually from the Clinton Township newsletter that I write every month. I do all kinds of tips. And that, of course, tip got into the book, too. And this customer lives up in Hook Mountain, which is out in Clinton Township. It's a community of that was built in the 90s of really big homes, million-dollar homes, you know, big 6,000-7,000 square feet homes, big homes. And, you know, but in the 90s. So
right.
that's been a while ago now.
Yeah.
And she has three little boys, and she read about the garage doors, and she thought, well, I'm going to just check my garage door. I've never really checked it. So she put a bicycle underneath the garage door, sorry, and hit the, you know, and hit the garage door to close, and it never sensed the bike was there, and it smashed the bike. And she called me, and she was like, oh, my God, I can't even believe this just happened. I have three little boys. And she said, I just immediately disengaged it and called a garage door company.
So that your tip was making sure you test it for the
right.
sensor.
Right, you have to test it for
because
the
that
sensor.
Could be a person. Right.
Or your dog.
Oh.
Or your grandmother. Or your friend. Or whoever. Or you. Exactly. So people actually, I know.
That's terrifying.
I know. It is terrifying.
Yeah. I don't have a garage.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
One thing off my to-do list.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
But that is, if I had a garage, I would be completely freaked out
think
now.
Think about how many people have never checked their garage door or don't even know if
why
it
would you think to?
Right.
Right, because you don't walk in, turn it on or off, and you're done.
Right, exactly.
But the sensor. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So little things, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Tripping hazards, that's a big one. If you know, to really take a look around your property and inside your home for tripping hazards. I personally, and when I give my speeches, I've decided one of the things I'm gonna have like a show and tell with all my presentations, because I have all kinds of cool things from jobs, you know, really dirty air filters, you know, I have pipes with roots growing, tree roots growing through them. I have, you know, burst this, exploded that, you know, whatever, right? Corroded this, corroded that. And
it reminds me of that insurance commercial where they say, we've seen it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, I know, exactly.
We've seen it.
Right, we have like a, you know, it's almost a museum to all the things that can go wrong. And about 3 years ago, I was at a commercial property, and it was in the middle of the day. I tripped. I was walking into a store in Frenchtown, and they had this, it was probably about a 2-inch rise in between two sidewalks. And I just didn't see it. I tripped. And I was propelled forward, and thank God I hit a tree trunk that she was using as a display. A real tree trunk, you know, that was had been, you know, was maybe two and a half feet high. And I luckily hit it on my forehead. But I hit it so hard. I mean, it just knocked me out, knocked me for a loop. I was just, my brain was, you know, just juggling around in there. And I have pictures of myself from the next couple of days, because they took, I mean, they took me in the ambulance.
My mom checked out a hardware.
And I'm going to show these pictures because they're the worst pictures of me ever. But I look like Cro-Magnon woman.
My whole face
and nose and the black eyes I got underneath, the blood just sagged.
How long ago was that?
It was maybe 3 years ago.
God.
And it was a tripping hazard.
Yeah.
A tripping hazard.
Well, I've seen, like, when you're walking up a stairwell and it's like concrete or something, mm-hmm. and then you get to the top and the brick on the outside is higher than the concrete.
Sure.
So when you're walking out the back way, you just trip right over it.
Exactly. And it's just those little things to just periodically, and you know, the earth moves, buildings move, concrete moves, pavers move, winter.
I did not know that.
Think about it, if we have this horrendous winter coming at us and you got, you know, 6 inches of ice and 4 feet of snow and whatever. You know, rocks get pushed up from things move. So you just, that's why it's the periodic inspection that's so important.
Yeah.
Because it changes. It can change. It's the same thing with your water and testing. You know, you might get your water tested this year and think, oh, I'm good. But you should have your water tested every year because things change underneath you, you know, in the aquifers, et cetera, et cetera. And that's really what MSI and my company has been about for 30 years is maintenance. We don't... Although we remodel mm-hmm. and do plumbing, we don't build new houses. We don't build, you know, brand new stuff. We maintain stuff. That's our specialty.
I love it.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, when you whatever you do for a living, who's ever listening out there, you always think what you know everybody knows. But then I'm like, no, I don't know that. Oh, they don't know that. Because I live with, I mean, I have dryer vents because we service so many condo associations. They have rules that they have to get their dryer vents cleaned.
Wow. You know,
and certified that they're clean.
I know I haven't checked my outdoor
in
10 years.
I live with that stuff day in and day out. And
right.
I'm always surprised when somebody says, what? You're supposed to clean your dryer vent? And I'm
thinking, I forgot about
it. Of course you're supposed to clean your dryer vent.
Yikes. All right, hold on. We have to go to a break real quick. In case anybody out there is wondering, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We thank you for listening to us on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce streaming live on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Ann Thornton is the author of the book Ann Thornton's Insider Guide to Home Improvement, Professional Tips to Maintain Your Home. She's going to be at the Unity Bank, Warren, Washington, New Jersey, off 31 by Hawk Point Country Club on October 26th. And it's going to be a really nice evening, opening up at 5:30. She's going to be there, have a presentation on her book and the tips, wine and beer being hosted by the Unity Bank that we love so much here in Hunterdon County and across the state of New Jersey. So if you want to check it out online, you can just look up Ann Thornton and Unity Bank, and you can register. And tonight we're celebrating her book launch party officially, so we're having a good time here in the chamber. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. The guest in studio today is our favorite person around Hunterdon County, Ann Thornton. And she's got her book, brand new book. As a matter of fact, we're having a really nice book launch party for her tonight. It's called Ann Thornton's Insider Guide to Home Improvement. So you were telling us about the book and telling us some tips, and we could never get enough of them. So give us more.
Some more tips. Okay. Let's see. I'll just open it up. We'll just land somewhere and see what we could find, because there's so many. Sometimes it's hard to know which one to go with first, right? Water heaters. Did you know that there are new rules and laws regarding water heaters that went into effect within the last 2 years? And the emphasis of the new law, it's a federal mandate, is for manufacturers of water heaters to make them more efficient. Because if you have a normal, regular water heater in your home, whether it's gas or electric, it's heating water all day long. Now, you know, they make on-demand water heaters that heat it only when you need it. So that's a whole different thing. But most people have a regular water heater. And it's whether you turn the water on at 8 a.m. or 9 p.m., it's using its cooking, whether it's from electric really or gas, it's cooking water all day long.
Really?
Right. So it's pulling electricity or gas all day long. All day long. Right, which is why some people move to the instant water or instant hot water. And so the new requirements for water heaters, it makes them more expensive, unfortunately, but it makes them much more efficient because they've added 2 inches of insulation all the way around and on the top. It makes them bigger, but also some other, internal technological advances to make them more efficient. So in some places, like, just think about if you've ever been in a place where the little water heater's in a closet, right? And it's like you can't even barely get in there anyway.
Right.
Okay, now you're going to replace that. Say it's a 40-gallon water heater. And now you want to replace it. And the new 40-gallon water heater is 2 inches bigger.
Wow.
All the way around and to the top. And so,
especially like in a townhouse or condo, where you can't just move walls.
Exactly.
What do you do?
If you can't fit it in there, you have to go to the smaller water heater.
And all of a sudden,
instead of a 40, now you got a 30, or instead of a 60, now you got a 40, or whatever it is, Not everybody's going to run into that, but some people have definitely run into it,
A big deal. Yeah. I mean, I can totally see it. I'm picturing, as a real estate agent, the water heater in the closet, like you said.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And those are those things when you start to try to do it yourself, and all of a sudden it's always something like that would be.
And that's when we get the phone call, and they're like, we tried to fix it ourselves. Or the wife will call and say, my husband tried to fix it. I told him not to, but now I need a plumber.
All day.
we get those phone calls. Let's see. Let's go with, roof leaks. Ever had a roof leak?
It's impossible to fix them, isn't it?
Well, they're sometimes impossible to find. They're not impossible.
How do you find them anyway?
Because the thing about water, it can come in at one place and disperse to another part and come through your roof 6 feet away, or to your ceiling, 6 feet away from where it's entering the roof. So it's not a simple process. And
what's your tip?
Well, people, you have to, again, inspect. The tip is don't let it become a big stain. The second you see a stain any kind of stain, water stain, that wasn't there before because you should have been looking. Right?
I've been avoiding. I'm telling you, I'm thinking of my bathroom, my downstairs bathroom, and the wallpaper's peeling away right now. Right. But I gave up on trying to figure out where it was. So now you're saying that's even worse to let it go.
Oh, of course, because now everything is decaying, rot behind the walls, and mold sets in, and it's bad. So the second you see a stain, you need to get, and believe me, it's always cheaper to fix something when it's a tiny little stain than when it's a big stain.
Which
means it's been going on for a long, long time.
No, I know.
Right. And see, the protocol in bathrooms years ago before they came up, it's all, you know, in our businesses, like many businesses, it's technology that has changed so much in products.
Tell us.
Well, think about it. Okay, so used to be that you would actually just, put your tile right on the drywall. That was the technology. That's how they did it. Mm-hmm. It was right on the drywall.
Right.
But, you know, you would grout it, and then the grout was supposed to keep the water from going into the drywall. Well, what happens over years, of course, buildings move, things crack, whatever. Water goes through, and I can't even tell you how many bathrooms. You know, we say, Mrs. Jones, it's this to do your bathroom, and then you take down the shower walls, and it's like, oh my God, rotten for, you know, now it's like this, Mrs. Jones, because all of this has to come out. And remember, these are all, when you do these jobs, they're all being inspected by township, you know, authorities, which they should be, by the
right.
way.
Well,
I'm a huge proponent. Yeah. Right. I got no problems with the township inspectors. Right. I want them in there. I want them to do their job. I want them to inspect my work.
Right.
I want them to inspect my subs' works. That's the way you keep people safe.
That's right. I totally agree with you. And I do agree that with you, why I'm looking at you with this, oh my God, I can picture it. Look, is because this is another one of those situations where our homeowner tries to do something themselves, opens up something that they think it's going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just tile the kitchen or something.
Right.
And all of a sudden you're in mold remediation for thousands of dollars, right?
Exactly.
So you were saying the technology. So then what?
It's called backer board. There's different technology advances in
For showers,
for anywhere where the water is going to, you know, go. But basically bathrooms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily need backer board on your backsplash in your kitchen. I mean, unless you're such a messy cook and you're spraying water on it or something, you know what I mean? You're not going to get the water like
typically
you do.
Typically that doesn't happen, right? Yeah.
Right. But in the bathroom, and for the floors too, you know,
I have an old house, so I know you do. Now that you're talking about it, I'm starting to think that the water in the bathroom is actually dropping into the kitchen and rolling over to the bathroom. I'm all about it right now, but I'm not doing it myself.
Yeah.
I'm calling MSI Plumbing and Remodeling.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, seriously, keep going because I'm on. I have an old house, but to me, what we're talking about is Ann Thornton's Insider Guide to Home Improvement book that absolutely everybody has to have. First of all, I'm going to tell you out there, if you're listening, that you either know someone who is buying a new house, is selling a new house, is a new couple getting married, or a daughter and son who have owned a house for 20 years. I don't even care if it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a house. It's an old house. This book is for everyone.
Yes.
And I want everybody to know, like, seriously, she's written it. It's so much fun to read because it's laid out very, very tip-like. And there's a photograph next to the tip and the expertise from Ann Thornton. So just want to let you know about that. That's, if you want to look the book up, you can look it up, Ann Thornton's Insider Guide to Home Improvement. So go ahead.
So something else that's important for people to know, to learn, and then to teach everyone that lives in your house is how to turn the water off to your house. Mm-hmm. Because, I'll give you an example, a washing machine hose. A washing machine hose is under constant pressure. Much like the water heater is constantly heating water, the water in a washing machine hose is constantly under pressure. So, if your washing machine hose bursts and you're not home, or you're even just upstairs and don't even know, you know, 200 gallons an hour can come out of there and flood your basement. And I feel like sometimes put my kids through college from washing machine hoses bursting.
Yeah, right.
Because they can, especially when it happens when no one's home.
Right.
Right.
It happened in my apartment.
Yes, exactly.
They were gone.
Exactly.
I didn't even know it. They were gone. And then also, it was like you said, there's the new hoses now that don't, they don't break. And what is it about that you were telling me about?
Well, there's really only one product that we use, and it's called Flood Check Hoses. And you can only get them online. You can't get them at Lowe's or Home Depot. And now you can get the metal, and people look at it, they say, oh, it's metal braided. It will last forever. No, it won't. I have specimens of metal braided hoses that are burst. And the hose, the product that we use, Flood Check Hose, has a 20-year warranty.
That's incredible.
I know. And we've been putting them in since, you know, 20 years, since the day we ever found them. And we've never had an issue.
Do you know what's the normal lifetime for one of those that is not the 20-year warranty type?
Oh, gee. I don't know. You know, because
you just don't know because it's cold, water,
right,
hot.
Where was it made? Was it made? You know, we run up against in our business, and not only me as a contractor, but all contractors. You know, there's certain levels of materials, and you know, you can buy certain types of materials from a brand at Home Depot. That's not going to be the same faucet that you're going to get from a plumbing supply house.
Right.
They're going to have plastic parts on the inside. There's going to be made different, and people will come to us many times and say, "Oh, I got this great deal on this, you know, faucet at Home Depot for, you know, $4.38 or something." We're like, okay, just so you know, there's no warranty on that because.
Right.
Now, sometimes, you know, you had a rental property, you don't want to, whatever. There might be reasons to do that. But ignorance is not a good reason.
And cheap.
Right.
Because it ends up paying more, costing more later.
Of course it does, because then the thing breaks or whatever.
That's where I live being cheap. I'm trying to change now. I'm in like rehab for realizing it was all rigged forever. Yeah. So I do agree with you. I love the idea, like you say, about having, you know, people like on the permits and stuff. They keep everybody in check.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. We have very good working relationships with all the permit officers.
And I love the way, just so everybody knows out, one of the things that I've always been struck by with Ann is the first time I met her, she said, "Oh, we always send our people out and we make sure that they take their time and that they measure right and do the job right the first time."
Right.
Because she's telling me how, like, and I never thought about that as the boss, and as your team of people are going out to these houses, you're saying, "Hey, it costs me more to have them have to go back a second time. I'd rather them do it right the first time."
Absolutely.
And I'm like, "Oh, love the fact I'm talking to the boss here, because you're like telling everybody what we as the customer need to know."
Right.
That you're telling them. Right. And again, your name's on everything, and so I just want everybody to know that, you know, it's a real deal here with Ann Thornton. Love her commercials, too.
Oh, thank you very much. Let's see. Did you know that toilets account for 27% of your indoor water use? And on the West Coast, where they've had a, you know, long time drought, they're kind of out of it now, but in the Southwest, maybe not so much. They have a saying, and it's called, "Yellow is mellow." You know what that means?
I don't want to know.
No. It means that you don't have to flush the toilet every time you pee.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Because you'll be saving water.
You'll be saving water.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's what it means.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I have a vision of something else.
Yeah, no. Okay. You know, there are certain times, obviously, when one needs
27%?
Yes, of the water use in your house is from your toilets.
No matter how many
Some people blow their nose on a tissue, throw it in the toilet, and flush the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Think about millions. Right. Think about hundreds of millions of people doing that. Even if you do that once
a week, right?
A million people, 10 million people.
I love the way you flush all this water away. You make me laugh because I remember when we were at the other chamber building, and I think it was So we were at the other chamber building. We were getting ready to move into this grand, awesome building, and you noticed that the sink in the other chamber building was dripping
running.
Water.
It wasn't dripping. It was running water.
Well, you're the expert.
You
were appalled by this. You were like, thousands and thousands of gallons of water over the weekend and during the week are being like just
I called my plumber and he was here in a half hour because I was like, this is not happening on my watch.
I was so impressed by that, and I love the way you really do care, because I mean, honestly, it's so easy to turn a blind eye, but that's true. You're just like, it bothers you.
Right.
And I love it.
Yeah, and it's not only, you know, wasting the water, it's money out of your pocket.
Right.
So you don't need to be having, coin a phrase, a lot spilling out of your pocket.
It's really, you know what, that's a very good point, because you know what, it's true, so many people who have to pay for water. Like people like who don't have wells and stuff.
Yeah.
I've had it both ways. I used to live in Hillsboro and in different houses around, you know, 13 different states actually, but I always had to pay for water, and then I moved into a house that has a well,
and
it's kind of nice, but I still agree with you. Dripping is a problem, flushing is a problem.
Right. Well, and likewise, out here in Hunterdon County, where many of us are on septics, every time you flush into your septic, just think about it.
I'm literally on the edge of my seat. I hope you are too.
Yeah. There's the less use your septic has to give you, the longer it's going to last. So if you're just flushing every time you throw a tissue into the toilet, into your septic, you're like, that's another big waste. So but the other interesting thing that I, you know, I learned a lot. I mean, I know a lot, but I learned a lot too doing the book, pulling it all together. And I'm on a septic system in my home in Clinton Township. And I'm a busy lady like everybody else. And I'm very good about how I compartmentalize my life. So in my world, mostly on the weekends and usually on Sundays, that's when I do my laundry, you know, right? So six loads, whatever it is, you know, sheets and towels and my clothes and Les's clothes and whatever it is. And I just, I'm at home, I'm one after the other, right? Okay, I'm going to get this done. I set the timer on mine. So I know exactly 34 minutes. You know, I'm it's crazy. So as I'm doing this book, it's like, one of the things that you should do when you have a septic, you should never run so many loads in a row because you're overpowering your septic and the bacteria. It doesn't have time to reclaim itself and do
its
job.
It makes total sense. You told me this, and I was like, ever since you told me that, now I spaced it out through the week like you told me to. Yeah,
me too.
And it makes so much sense to me.
Because I don't want to spend $30,000 or $40,000 on my septic if I don't have to.
Right.
I can push it off another 10 years.
Right. And it's
because I use it wisely.
It's kind of fun. Actually, I found out I've been more efficient as well since I've been doing it every day, like in the morning between 9 and 11 or so.
Uh-huh.
Because then everything's always straightened up, and I put it away, it's done.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like I have less of a burden on my weekends.
Well, good. Yeah,
so
exactly.
There was a lot of good in that
yeah.
I'm not a slave to my dryer washing on weekends now.
Exactly, which does make a lot of sense
and
when
you can
think
do it
about
at night too because then you just save on the time of day
even
usage.
If you just do one load
right.
You know
right.
And then do if you need to do whatever two or three instead of eight in a row you do two in a row or whatever it is but that's a great tip I mean think
tip.
Of the money that could save you if you're just you know
oh my god yes in many different ways
it could be thousands of dollars
yeah. Yes.
If you're overusing your you know septic and
right.
And ruin it so that's another good tip.
That is a great
especially
tip.
Around here.
A great tip.
Yep. Do we have some more time?
Yes. I'm actually running right through. It's 3:37. We're going to go to 3:45 today because we're packed with tips. And we're excited.
Yeah.
I'm Jeannie
Murphy.
This is Talented People. And our Talented People guest today is Ann Thornton. She's talking about her book, The Insider's Guide to Home Improvement here on 100 in Chamber Radio. And we are celebrating her official book launch tonight. And so we're just ready to party and celebrate all these tips. So go ahead.
Okay. Let's talk about water quality.
Okay.
And that's another big deal in Hunterdon County because, like you just mentioned, a lot of us are on wells.
Mm-hmm.
But even people on city water should be concerned about their water quality. For city water, not so much about bacteria that are going to harm you, but more for hard water, although bacteria and stuff can be in city water, but more for hard water that's going to, again, shorten the life of your faucets, your coffee makers, your because, you know, when you see a faucet with all that grimy, that gunk, you know, that's minerals. Those are minerals deposits.
Is it true? I mean, just, I'm curious. I'm going to interrupt you, but ask. It seems to me, at least in my life, I have a well, that it's gotten worse than it used to. Like, I don't remember ever having always to deal with that.
Well, but again, just what I said before is
need to get the water tested.
Well, you have to get the water tested, but stuff changes underneath you.
Yeah.
The ground
is so weird. It's like it used to be once every 10 years I'd have to deal with a new faucet.
Yeah.
But in the later, it's like
that
every other year.
You know, we call it scale. It builds up on the faucets, et cetera. But so your water can be treated for iron, hardness, sediments in it, bacteria, chlorine, and arsenic. And where you live and people who live in the Ringo's area, there's a lot of arsenic down
there. That's
what
you were telling me.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
You terrified me.
I'm sorry.
This whole entire day of tips has been very depressing. No, it's just awesome. I'm just
kidding.
Scary, but I'm learning so much.
You can get a really good water test through Raritan Headwaters. It's a nonprofit group that we work with that provides water testing, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are other there are companies that do it. There are, you know, chemical.
Tell me about the typical how does the process work?
For the water testing?
The entire thing. How much does it cost usually? What's the deal?
Well, with Raritan Headwaters, because we work with them with Clinton Township to do their to do the collection of the the distribution and the collection of the water samples. Because it's not like you just go and, you know, get some water out of your tap. I mean, it's a process. There's a whole, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to clean this, you got to make sure you do it at this time in the morning. I mean, it's a whole process of getting, so that you get the cleanest, you know, example that you can do for them to test. But it can be anywhere from a simple, you know, $60 test to do the whole compliments, probably $600-$700.
Okay.
But, you know, people are surprised. Very surprised. What's in their water?
I'm surprised that you just mentioned that people with public water still could have bacteria.
I've read so much stuff about water, it scares the crap out of me. I'm not kidding.
Well, that's what you have to do. Yeah. It's your job.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
it is scary.
Because you don't even know. I mean, because people who... You know, people flush medicine down the toilets. People do that. Yeah, that gets in your water. There's so much stuff that goes down. Pesticides.
I know.
Who knew what they put on your farm 100 years ago, 50
myself,
years ago?
I think about when I'm backwashing my pool, like I'll backwash the chlorine out because it's a well.
Right.
So if I don't have to pay for the water, I'm a little bit more like, oh, I'm just going to let the rain out, and I'm throwing all this chlorine into the ground that's coming back into my sink. And I'm, you know, again, it's those, where do you start?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Flash
the other thing.
Because I know, you're right. And you're talking about medicines, and I'm thinking public, private, it's true, all this stuff.
Because this, when you get your water report from your town, it's only showing you a report for what they measure for.
Right.
Now think about that for a second.
No, terrifying.
They
yeah.
don't measure for everything. So again, you don't know what you don't know.
Right. Well, I was going to say, is to your point right there, you don't know what you don't know, is even when you're in school and growing up, because we're talking about your Ann Thornton's Insider Guide to Home Improvement book, which is available. You can look it up on the internet. They don't teach you anything. Like, I didn't even understand where my water came from when I bought the house.
I didn't know. When I was growing up, I thought the telephone company was part of the government. That same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? You don't know.
Until I had no water one day, and then they brought out these poles. They were like 10 feet, and there was like 100 of them. And they put them through some pump house thing, went way down under to the water.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I still can't understand exactly how it all works.
Right, but I
do love your tips.
Well, the other thing about water too is most people, especially out here in central New Jersey, I think it was about in the 90s when I moved out here. Actually, it was the late 80s, and the first time I'd ever heard of radon. It was like when radon first came on everybody's radar.
Right.
And it was all about the air, you know, measuring the air in your basement for radon, et cetera, et cetera. Radon is in water.
Really?
Your water should be tested for radon.
Wow.
Yeah. Radon.
Really?
Is
it real common around here, too?
Yes.
Really?
Oh,
yes. God.
So that's in water, too. So you can test for that.
Wow.
I know.
Arsenic,
it's,
radon,
and
mold.
People, these problems.
It's so great. That's why your book is here. And that's why you wrote it.
Yeah, because I want people to at least have an idea of maybe they, you know, of learning that they can do something to either identify before it gets too bad or use a technique or a tip to even not let it get so bad.
All right.
You know, I mean,
we're all about it. Hold on. This is Talented People. We're almost at the end of our show, actually. It's already 3:42 in the afternoon on the 30th of August. I hope you're having a great day and looking forward to a nice holiday weekend. We're going to go to our break real quick, and then I want you to talk about your Unity Bank event.
Okay.
I also want to talk about your appearances and stuff that you like to talk about, so people out there who want to get in touch and have a woman, you know, speaker can talk about some of your different topics and also just have you come talk about tips and sell books. So stay with us again. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Talented People here. Ann Thornton is my guest.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
All right, welcome back to Down to People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and we're pleased to have our guest, Ann Thornton, author. She's actually a celebrity as well.
In her own mind.
She's a speaker. She's got tips out there for everybody for home improvement and leadership for women. And let's hear all about your different topics that you share when you're doing speaking and how someone can go about getting in touch with you.
Sure.
And Unity Bank's event.
Yep. I'm excited about
PNC
the Unity Bank. Yeah. The Unity Bank event's very exciting. It's in October, and basically I'm going to be giving my speech about the tips for your home, like we've been talking about. But I've been collecting specimens from my guys and I also bought myself a really cool red wagon to carry them all in, because people, I think it'll be interesting for them to see, like, a clean air filter and a really dirty air filter, right? A pipe with a tree root growing through it, which we see that all the time, right? Oh, yesterday my plumber brought in, someone had had a leak behind their shower, and when they cut the drywall out and got to the pipes, they discovered that the original piping, the PEX piping, had not been glued. It had just been stuck in there, and finally, And they had pretended like they glued it because
they probably afterwards or something.
Because the glue is purple, and
that's the cleaner, isn't it?
That's the bonder. The primer.
I don't know.
You have to prime it before you
put it in. Right.
And the primer is purple, so that when the inspectors look at it, they can see. Okay, he primed it.
I was dying to know why some guy made purple because it gets all over everything.
There's
a reason I didn't know that.
But when you took the pipe out, there was no purple in the inside. So they just put the pipes together and then just put a little purple around the outside so the inspector could see it. Then they did it right. And they didn't do it right. So, we don't know if it was the original builder or a remodeler. Who knows? I mean, it's like a giant puzzle when MSI plumbers and carpenters go somewhere.
It has to be everywhere, every time you go.
Everything is
every walk into someone's house, you've
custom.
Never been there. Yeah, and then you have to understand their house.
Absolutely.
I don't even understand my own house, so I don't give you all the credit in the world. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that's one of the presentations that I think will be really fun for people and to be able to give them all these tips and then get books and stuff. But then because of, being in business all these years, and I'm a former teacher, so I love to do the speaking, and I've been in small business for all these years, I've done a lot of talks on leadership, on women in business, so I can customize something for, different groups, women's groups, business groups, corporate groups. One of the things I like to talk about, because I consider myself a real entrepreneur, I've had multiple businesses, and still do have a couple different businesses, is talking to people about taking the entrepreneurial spirit and techniques and the things that you learn and do that work the best, and taking that and using it in your corporate job, becoming that entrepreneur, that person that, is going to rise above everybody else because of the way you look at this job in a different way. So that's another talk that I've been working on giving too. So yeah, I'm hoping to, be speaking throughout New Jersey and beyond.
And you are.
New Jersey and beyond.
Already being booked up already. Because that's really exciting. And I mean, honestly, it is so much fun. And you have such a really, a spirit that you are so giving that you're, and you're entertaining too.
Oh, good.
And
I want to be entertaining.
You said you like to have a very open forum where questions and answers flow. And so how would someone go in to get in touch with you?
Sure. I mean, you could just Google MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. You could reach out through either telephone or, our website has a contact us. It's as simple as that.
It's easy to find.
Ann Thornton.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. If you're listening out there and you have a store venue or something, buy the books and put them in.
Yeah,
sell them at your store wherever you are. Because I honestly go back again to just real estate agents. Someone who's a smart real estate agent or a smart law firm, they're the ones who should be giving these out to all of their closings or something like that.
Yeah, with somebody I know in Woodbridge who owns a big realty company there has booked me in September, and she's buying 100 books.
Wow.
That we're custom printing
compliments of Century 21 Realty, Woodbridge, blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
On the cover, we can do that with our printing process. And then I'm going to give a presentation to all her realtors, and then she's going to give all of her realtors the books to give to owners at closing. So, yes, it's a great gift for realtors, I think, too.
And, yeah, you know, just a new family getting married, like, you know, a little shower gift even, throw it in a wishing well or something,
because
they're going to be buying a house or renting or something.
Yeah.
And again, you know what, you have it as a insider guide to home improvement. It's not just for a homeowner. It's for a person living in a place.
Yeah, that's right. If it has a roof and walls.
Yeah. If you're lucky, that's where you're at. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so let's go back and tell us about the Unity event thing again, because I know there's a 5:30 on the 26th of October on a Thursday night at the Washington, New Jersey location off of Route 31 up by Hawk Point.
Right, and they're going to be inviting their employees and their customers. And
you don't have to be a customer to charge.
No, there's no charge.
And they're buying a book for everybody.
Yeah, if you register online at unitybank.com, you'll get a free book when you come that night, which will be
nice.
What
is the charge? What's the cost of your book?
It's $14.95.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that pre-registers for the Unity Bank event on October 26th will get a free book autographed by me. And they'll also be available to purchase that night if you want to buy some, for Christmas presents.
Sure. Oh, perfect. Good idea.
Exactly.
Well,
holiday presents.
Unity Bank is always so supportive to their customers. There's those that they're looking to have as new customers.
They have an amazing perspective on community.
Yeah.
That they really, when they open a branch, they really get to know that community. And, it's a great bank. I mean, I've been banking with them I'm getting a little commercial here, but I've been banking with them since they were, came about in Hunterdon County 22 years ago, however it is.
Well, I know
however long it is.
The Mariah Foundation also has an account with them, and because they have a really, 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 really unique and creative nonprofit, banking program where people, they could actually make money being part of the Unity Bank program. So, we don't mind shouting out to them because
and they've been great to not only myself, other authors as well, to try to do events for their customers.
Right.
And this is like you say, they do mortgages. They want their homeowners to be happy and healthy and safe in their homes, and they see this as a real advantage that they can, give to their customers and say, this is a great way to help you maintain your own home.
I love it. And they're having wine
to be a part of it.
And cheese and crackers and late fair or something like that. It's always fun. All right, so then tell us what's next on your to-do list, Anne?
Well, I've already started my next book called Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Acting Like the Boss and Getting It Done.
Yay!
So that's my weekend job. So we'll see how long that takes.
You love to write, though, don't you?
I really do love to write. It's funny.
And you like to organize things.
I'm just pathetically organized. It's terrible.
That's what makes a good book.
Yeah.
Especially when you're bringing thoughts that you know that people just overlook. Like you say, you know what you know. And when we don't know, we don't know.
Right,
so
exactly.
Just bring it over. Bring it on.
Yep. So, so I'm continually doing that. And, of course, Monday through Friday, running my company, of course. But, we've been around a long time. I have great staff people that really I could not do all of these things I've been longing to do without a staff that runs my operations every day. I mean, I really have built an organization where where I can just watch it, kind of. You know what I mean? Because I've done it, believe me, 34 years, I've done every job in the company along the way. So it's wonderful to have that kind of organization to work with every day, the men and women that work at MSI.
Well, tell us about, because we do have a couple minutes, I want people out there to know a little bit more about MSI. And I want you to know also that, it is really, really hard for a business to stay outside of the drama, the politics, you get turnover, all this stuff happens. So out there, our listeners, they're listening to you being the leader of this, male-dominated industry again. You have women staff members. How many people altogether now?
We have 22.
And you keep them all happy, don't you?
I try.
I mean, really, why? Give us some ideas of how you do that.
Well, I mean, it's funny because it's like my whole life is about maintenance, whether I'm maintaining a home or maintaining people.
What Scorpio? What sign of horoscope are you?
Oh, Sagittarius.
Interesting.
I know nothing about the sign.
No, I'm just asking.
Okay.
Everybody out there, if they know, they know. If they don't know, they don't know.
Well,
We know when we know.
Go ahead.
It's funny. My husband's Sagittarius.
Yeah, so it's just I approach the business the same way I would approach taking care of my home, is I try to take care of it every day. Mm-hmm. I don't let things get out of whack. I don't let, you know, if I know or hear about, you know, somebody's having a problem with somebody else, I'm like, all right, bring it on. Let's talk about it. It's none of this, did you hear? I don't let that crap go on in my organization.
Toxic.
No. And believe me, men can be just as, you know, as women.
Oh, let's just say.
We're all in it together.
Yeah, we're all in it together. But yeah. For like maybe 10 seconds, yeah. I'm going to say, that is the rumor about women.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how men are.
Right. So the key, I think, is the same
thing.
That's so funny. Is to managing your home is to watch it every day and to just never let things get out of whack and get bigger than they should be.
I'm going to run home to my bathroom.
Yes.
And then I'm going to call you.
Yeah.
I know. You're right. That's a really good tip.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to leave everybody with? Because we're at the end of our show already.
Oh, okay. Yeah, make sure you've checked your smoke detectors and smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors.
Do you need carbon monoxide detectors if you have like an old house like mine?
Yes, of
Why?
Course. You just
like, where does carbon monoxide come from?
Don't you have a boiler?
I have no idea.
I need
your book. I need more books. Get me some more books, Anne.
Yeah. Everybody needs those. And yeah, in fact,
because I heard the 9-volt beeping thing mm-hmm. the other day because it was battery dying,
mm-hmm.
and I literally just unplugged it and thought, mm-hmm. I don't really need this right now until I remember to get the 9 volts,
which
I don't ever get 9 volts.
Right, right.
But now
I'm
going to put it back on my priority
list.
Yeah,
you need to put that on a list and get that done.
I know. I agree with you about the fire alarms.
Honestly, who cares? You got a roof leak. Okay, whatever. It's not going to kill you, mm-hmm. right? Fire going to kill you.
Yeah. So absolutely. And carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know how to work your fire extinguisher. You ever worked a fire extinguisher? You know how to work it? Do you even have a fire extinguisher?
Let me tell you real fast. I'm going to tell you, okay? Around my pool outside, when I first moved in, I took these tiki torches that were like $2 from Home Depot or wherever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I put them all along the outside, and I made the little those little brackets. They're like, they bend in.
The U-bracket, yeah, yeah.
So that basically holds it up.
Yeah.
Well, they caught one of them caught on fire, and it came down. It was coming down to the wood fence.
Oh.
It was talk about a torch, okay? Oh. It was gonna burn the whole entire thing down.
Yes,
right?
It was. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to use. I still don't know how to use it. My son came out with it, and he knew how to use it because he was only about 6th grade at the time, and he put out the fire. But if he weren't there that moment. I forget it. You are so right. And I swear, again, these are things that you just don't... We should be required
to learn
all
that.
Of this.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was a pleasure being here.
Got one more minute.
Oh, okay. Let's see, what else? And really, learning to turn the water off to your house. That's so important. And if you don't know how to do it, find somebody that can show you. And if you can't find somebody, call a plumber that you use just to say, look, I'll come out here and show me how to turn this water off.
Right.
Because I don't want to be caught up in a disaster.
Okay. So we'll call MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. We're going to order, put it on your to-do list. Ann Thornton's Insider Guide to Home Improvement, Professional Tips to Maintain Your Home. Don't forget about Unity Bank's event on October 26th. We'd love to have you there. We're going to have a good time. And I hope you guys have a great holiday weekend. Happy Labor Day to everyone. And, thank you so much for being here, Ann.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. All right. Have a great week. Thanks for listening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There are more than 32,000 people currently in shelters in the state.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott giving an update to reporters on the evacuation situation in his state. He said the goal is not to keep people in evacuation centers.
We want to quickly move people from evacuation centers like a convention center into a location where there are living rooms and bedrooms and bathrooms that people can use as a family unit.
The U.S. making progress with its missile defense program. U.S. forces successfully shot down a test missile off the coast of Hawaii today. The medium-range ballistic missile was launched from the island of Kauai and was successfully intercepted by missiles fired from a Navy warship. A similar test in June was unsuccessful. The latest U.S. test came after North Korea fired a test missile over Japan, ramping up tensions on its nuclear program. USA Radio News.
Where can you go for the finest jumbo white butterfly shrimp rolled in panko breadcrumbs and cooked to golden perfection? Only at Long John Silver's. Try the new panko butterfly shrimp. Wait, what? You want more? Well, for a limited time only, you could kick up the flavor with our sweet and tangy sauce. What could possibly top this? You could add a delicious deep-fried Twinkie for only 99 cents. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more. At participating locations, see store for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you.
Says there's going to be severe consequences for repealing the individual mandate.
To pay for the handouts to multinational corporations, millions of Americans are going to lose their health care. Millions will see their premiums skyrocket. And millions are going to get hit with a tax hike.
When specifically asked which companies would be receiving those handouts, Wyden was unable to name any. The head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is stepping down. Richard Cordray told his staff in an email today he plans to leave his post before the end of the month. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of